Welcome to Ellen's Girls. This is Robin.
This is Wendy.
Susan.
I'm Jill.
Good day, mate. It's Kim.
Yo, yo, it's Shelly.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to Ellen's Girls. As you know, we haven't recorded for quite some time. I think our first kind of go at this whole podcasting, we did how many recordings, Susan?
About 21.
21. What we found is it was a real challenge to get all of us together to record. And then they got kind of long, and then some people, we couldn't hear them because we're all calling from different spots. So we decided we're going to revamp, give Ellen's Girls a facelift, so to speak, and try something different. And on top of that, I kind of had this vision for Ellen's Girls. Oh, by the way, I'm Robin, and we have Susan and Wendy tonight, only three of Ellen's six girls. And that's part of the new format, and we'll explain that in a minute. But sort of when we started Ellen's Girls and we kind of started bouncing around we had a friend named Margo who sort of thought this would be great because she doesn't have any sisters. And she would see all of us together or kind of how we supported one another and said, that's just really, you know, a great resource of having your sisters. They always have their support. Even if you don't agree, you have their support. And she really thought that was a special thing, which we kind of took for granted. And so she thought it would be really cool to do a podcast. So how we've dubbed it is we're sort of a virtual sisterhood. And we would like to invite people to listen to us and join us, call us, email us, whatever. But we're hoping through this that we can be that support to you or just kind of help those listening identify with situations we've had in our lives, and we'll share how we address them and kind of the trials and tribulations of marriage and raising kids and moving cities and starting new careers and, you know, all those things that life deals us, and we all handle it very differently. So the idea is that, you know, we'll get whoever we can because Kim is in Australia and Wendy's in Virginia and Shelley's in LA and we're all at different points of our lives. So Susan and I, we have grown children who are off doing their stuff. Wendy's still schlepping kids around and doing her stuff. And Kim's have to, demanding career with no kids. So we thought this new format would be, we'll get whoever we can. And it will be sometimes topic specific because, you know, I haven't been a single woman having a career for a zillion years now. Whereas Kim does, so that might be something she'd speak more. You know, having a career in a very male dominated field of architecture, so she'll have more to say on that than I ever could. So, but yet Susan and I and Wendy, who are all here tonight, we've all had kids, and an example is that Susan and I, our kids have all gone through the college, college
application.
Acceptance,
yeah.
Application process, and Wendy's just entering it. So we've had many conversations about this whole application process. So what we want to bring to our listeners is that, you know, we've been in the trenches and we support you and we kind of want to share with how we've done it. And maybe it'll help. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be humorous. Maybe it won't be. I don't know. But so that's sort of where we're going. And we want to do it twice a month. Our goal is we're going to put out two podcasts a month. We're going to get our blog going more. Right, Susan? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And do we still have Wendy on? Wendy?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm proposing this new format. We're telling our listeners, but chime in on what you think about it. What are your thoughts about this new format?
Well, I'm excited for it. I feel like This is Susan, and I'm very excited for it. I feel like it's going to be a real conversation between us, and hopefully have our listeners be able to join in that conversation too by sending in comments and questions and stuff.
Yeah, or at least take something away from
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I love the idea that we're going to be really focusing on, you know, things in our lives and just like things that are more current and happening. I love doing the other podcasts where we remembered mom and we can still have references because, you know, she was a big part of our life. But I'm very excited for the possibilities for what this is going to open up for conversations, because I think that having a sisterhood is amazing and supportive and helpful. And it's helped me get through, you know, so many parts of my life that, I, you know, if I didn't have my sisters, I don't know what I would have done. So, I hope we can be that for other people, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's sort of like sometimes you feel, and Wendy, you've lived away raising your children, and we'll talk more about this in other podcasts, but you know, to know that you're not alone, that's really what it is, that we're all, you know, our situations are different, but a lot of the stuff is still the same,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, raising children, we all have a different style, but we're still trying to raise good human beings, right?
Yeah.
So with various, you know, trials and tribulations along the way. So it's just to know that they're not alone. And that's what we've given each other, that it's like, or just, yeah, that's really crummy. I hear ya. That's no good. How dare that person say that to you? You know, kind of on your side, we got your back.
Yes.
And we don't agree always, but we always love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This is Wendy, and I think this is a great direction to take it, just to make it more relevant for all of our listeners that are coming on board. And it was fun to reminisce and to kind of get to this point, thinking about, you know, how we were raised and growing up. But so much has changed since the days we grew up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the world is much broader and connected, and a little bit not connected now with all the technology, kids growing up these days. So I think we face a lot of different challenges than before. So I think it's great to have just a breadth of experience and us sharing different ways that we've handled things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's not always rosy.
No.
we remembered always our tribute to our mother in those first podcasts. You know, we had a pretty idyllic life, but it wasn't. I mean, we did, but yet we had trials and tribulations there, and our parents divorced, and we had those, you know, that kind of sends people for a loop. But it's not always what you see on Facebook that people post, and it's not always, you know, idealistic. Is that the right word?
Yeah. No, it is.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and you know, and raising kids is hard work, and we'll talk at some episodes about, you know, as a stay-at-home mom, if that's what you choose to do, it's hard work, and you don't get any recognition. People think, you know, don't always appreciate what you do. So I just think that, and we've done it differently. Some have stayed home, some have not. Right. So,
and Robin, sometimes it can be lonely.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very lonely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, having small children to talk to all day. Yeah. It's rough. So those are the sort of things we want to talk about. And so this podcast is, you know, podcast zero, kind of like we're getting started. We're letting our listeners know this is what we're doing. This is the direction we're going. We hope you come along and tell your friends about
us.
I
like it.
And
we're getting a facelift, like you said, maybe a little, maybe a little Botox.
Yeah. Okay. That don't go that far. That's what creeps me out. But I mean, for me personally, everybody else do what you want. Okay. It's like, I'm so allergic to everything. I think it'd probably kill me, but, I think we have very different personalities. And so I think everybody approaches child rearing and marriage and all those things differently. And everybody has different levels of what they want to talk about as far as what they're comfortable sharing. Mm-hmm. So that, I think this new format will give each of us, it's like, yeah, I'm not sure my husband wants me to share all this or, you know, or whatever, you know, maybe we'll give them code names or something for our husbands. But, I'm hoping it's going to be a good direction. We're going to try it out.
Well, it'll be fun.
It's always fun. Yeah. It's always fun. And so for our listeners, thank you for listening. I hope you follow along and tell your friends. And as always, you can find us on Facebook and under Ellen's Girls or Instagram. And the blogging, we're going to try to be better about that. It's Ellen's Girls WordPress, right, Susan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, join the journey, join the sisterhood, be part, you know, part of the circle.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. So, and let us know what you want to talk about. Send in some suggestions on what you are interested in hearing and, or some concerns that you may have, or something you're going through, you know, we'd like to help you through it.
Yeah. Because there's a good chance that one of us has experienced it.
There's six of us.
There's six of us. Okay. So,
and
we're
the other
good resource.
Commented on it.
Yeah, exactly. And you may not like our approach, but that's okay. It tells you a direction of not in a, we can tell you how it turned out. So then, you know, okay, don't want to try that. Right. So that said, again, thanks for listening. We look forward to the future podcasts. And Susan and Wendy, love you both. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Joining me. This is Robin signing off. And
bye.
Until next one.
Bye.